When the pimp's in the club, boy, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a neighbor gets an attitude, bump it like it's hot. Bump it like it's hot. Bump it like it's hot. I got the rollie in my arm and a porch on down, and I roll the best weed because I got it going on. Snoop!
What if you are a photo editor?
Snoop!
Would that song change to crop it like it's hot, crop it like it's hot? Gonna take that photo and crop it like it's hot. You know I'm hilarious. Look at you. You just want to laugh. Because I'm hilarious.
He's very punchy today.
All right, sing your song.
And Fama. Say Greg, say I'm a low yonadea. A licky boom boom Greg.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Ulls.
Where's that guy from anyway?
Canada.
Oh, he's Canadian.
His name's Snow.
Canadian white rapper
white guy,
Snow.
Snow.
Man, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
Very.
He had those great, like, 90s circular glasses.
Yep. Very much the one of the inspirations for the Andy Samberg, Justin Timberlake,
the in a
box
guys. I feel like it was that and the Color Me Bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Man, they nailed it.
The guy that looked like Kenny G in Color Me Bad mm-hmm. was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. He was like the one that just really didn't fit in.
Yeah.
It's like, why is that guy in this band?
And like in the video, he like leads a girl in, and it's the most awkward. Like, he's never been with a girl in his life.
Right. Probably because he, in his personal life,
hadn't.
He had never been with a girl, probably because he doesn't like them. I'm just saying, I'm speculating.
But I mean, at least Lance Bass was like, okay, I'm cute, and here's me with girls.
Yeah, but it was it's true. But then he was like, he was playing his role, you know what I mean? And then finally he was like,
well,
I'm breaking out of these Disney chains.
That's why Color Me Bad didn't last more than I Wanna Sex You Up.
Man, that reminds me of Brad Clark.
Mm-hmm. That just Who's Brad Clark, and why is this hilarious?
Because I just didn't finish my sentence. You're like, I want to sex you up, and then I said, that reminds me of Brad Clark. Why would that remind me of Brad Clark?
Because you want to sex Brad Clark up.
See, apparently. That's why I started laughing, but that's not why.
Well, then why did you bring him up?
Okay, that song was big when we were in sixth grade, and Brad Clark and I played on the same baseball team. And
did
I
you
was,
pull each other?
No, but I was on the mound. And, you know...
So you were pitching and Brad Clark was
Brad
catching.
Brad was playing third base.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, in the course of a baseball game, like, the catcher may come out. There might be a little meeting.
You have a little chat.
A little chat on the mound.
It's like, hey, ease up.
Yeah.
Or, hey, your slider's not working.
So I'm standing there and, yeah, I threw a bad pitch or whatever. And the catcher comes walking out and Brad comes over to the little chat there.
Hmm.
And the catcher and I have our discussion and then Brad... just straight on, just dead stare right in the face. And he goes, I want to sex you up. And turns and walks back to third base. And I lost it. I lost it on the mound. You know, here I am playing a man sport of baseball,
mm-hmm.
and I'm standing on the mound
hysterically
giggling
like
laughing.
A schoolgirl.
I want to sex you up. And walks back. Pretty funny.
One time I was bowling, and my friend Ben walks up to me, stands as I'm just about to go, stands directly next to me, goes close to my ear and goes, I curse you, dinner. And walks away and didn't, like nothing had happened. And it was the funniest thing. I fell on the floor. I was laughing so hard.
Why is that always funny when people do stuff like that?
I curse you, dinner.
What does that even mean?
The movie Thinner with a Stephen King movie.
Okay.
Where the fat guy kills a gypsy, and to pay him back, he makes him get thinner. Like,
okay.
To the point where it's like his body is eating itself.
Okay.
So, like, it starts out, he's this big old fat guy, and then he keeps shrinking throughout the movie. And then he gets to the point where he's like skin and bone, so yeah. he's going to die because he no matter what he does or eats,
he's getting thinner.
He's getting thinner and thinner.
Yeah.
So in the movie, after he hits the gypsy's wife with his car, the gypsy man goes up to him and goes, "I curse you, thinner."
Mm.
So then he cursed me and made me thinner, which
That's awesome.
I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, only you and one of your random friends would have that
kind of
that
reference.
Little tidbit. Yeah.
And here's the kicker: to solve the issue, he has to kill his wife. And you know how he kills her? Pie filled with blood.
Ooh, and what other stuff?
Just blood.
Just a pie filled with blood.
Like, he goes to the gypsy, and he's like, to get rid of your curse, we have to push it on somebody else. So he's like, I have this bee of a wife. Let's get her.
So how did the pie filled with blood
kill
her?
So then he, like, cuts his hand, and then the gypsy cuts his hand, and then they do that, like, hand blood
They're
brothers
like blood,
handshake.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then it's just dripping into this pie crust, and then it's a pie. And then he, like, gives it to his wife, and then the next morning he wakes up, and she's, like,
mangled
mess in the bed. And he's like, I got you back. And then, like, she was cheating on him with, like, somebody in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And he comes over, and he's like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, pretty good. You want some pie?
Ooh.
Yeah. Thinner. Stephen King movie.
Awesome. Well, we need to watch that.
Yeah.
Let's watch and review later.
Okay.
So I went to Justin Timberlake concert last night.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit.
Did he rock your body?
Yeah. All night long.
Did you rock your own body?
Yes. That's why I'm feeling not so centered today.
So this guy texts me, and he's drunk, and so is his wife, and they're both texting me individually.
Because we think it's funny to sit there right next to each other and start texting you.
Yeah. So you're like, oh, are you going to hang out with us after the... First off, you went to the mat, and you didn't even tell me you were going to the mat.
We weren't supposed to go to the mat. We had dinner plans for, like, 5:30, 5:45. Mm-hmm. Well, traffic held me up past the dinner plans.
Okay.
So I had to cancel the reservation over at the restaurant. So mm-hmm. plan B was just go over to the bar and hang out for an hour or so before we go over to the...
You should have still texted me. I'm 5 minutes away from there.
I apologize. I should have. But it's more fun to text you right in the middle of a concert.
In the middle of a concert where you're both drunk and you're like, are you going to be a puss and not hang out with us after the concert? And I'm like sitting there, I'm thinking, okay, they're hammered. I'll agree to hang out with them, but I guarantee I will be asleep by the time they get out of this concert. And then the texting just stopped at a certain point. Which was great, because then I went right to bed.
You know, like, if you go to a sporting event
mm-hmm.
with about 7 to 10 minutes left in the game, they will shut it down.
Oh, yeah.
At a concert, they don't shut it down.
Because they don't know when it's going to end.
I would just, like, mosey up and be like, oh, look, the bar's still open. So I'd just come back down with another round of beers, and we just kept on drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Kept on drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 3-hour concert.
Mm-hmm.
And the beers, they're large.
Big beers.
They're big beers.
$18 beers.
Oh, man. For two beers, $18
yep.
each time.
$9 a beer.
Swipe. Here you go. Here's my money, American Airlines Center. Thanks a lot. But Justin Timberlake concert, kick ass.
He is a great. He might be the best performer.
He's a triple
in America.
Threat.
He can act. He's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He can sing.
He can dance.
He can dance.
He can produce.
He can produce.
He might be the most talented person on the planet.
Might just be. And he's handsome.
Now, I threw this out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And for the listeners, if you don't know who Russ Francis is, go look up Russ Francis. He's a coworker of ours. And here's my scenario.
Look up the video Instink.
Yeah, look up the story of Instink. And he's the guy dancing awkwardly. Now, here was the scenario I threw out there.
Mm-hmm.
What if Russ Francis...
all this talent.
He had every bit of talent that Justin Timberlake has. He's got the swag of Justin Timberlake. He's got the fame of Justin Timberlake. But he's got the moves...
of Russ Francis.
Of Russ Francis.
I think...
Would
that
be
would be
awesome?
Such a good bit. Like, where JT's, like, sitting there. It's, like, it's a fake, like, early on in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Where he had the ramen noodle hair.
Yeah.
And, like, they're talking with him. And they're like, we've got this kid. He's going to be a star. He can sing. He can play instruments. He's got all of it. It's total package.
He can do everything.
This kid is great.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him in. He's killing the
interview.
Yeah,
all the ladies are like, whoa.
Whoa, look at this guy. Look at that ramen noodle hair. He's mm-hmm. so hot. And he's got the big old, like, yellow FUBU jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, all right, can he dance? And the guy's like, can he? Justin, break him off some moves. And then he just starts Russ face dancing.
Oh, my God, it would be so hilarious. It's think Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld meets...
The funniest thing about that video is... Instinct video is, you're watching, you guys are all in the zone. Like, it's Doey Fatone,
mm-hmm, that's
which
me.
which is sitting right there. It's Lance Crass,
who's Nick the video guy.
You got JC Chavez.
JC Chavez,
which is obviously JC from the show, and then you've got Russ Face Kirkpatrick,
and then our manager Lou Furlman.
Yeah, Robert, who just gives the creepiest look at the camera, which was so good.
Oh man,
so. Russ, you're all dancing and you're all kind of staring at the camera or looking at your own feet, and Russ is kind of like looking at you guys as it's going.
Man, we got in there into the Canal Side Lounge and we practiced that dance probably did it 3, 4, 5 times beforehand. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we were watching videos and we pulled up how to do the dance video. Mm-hmm. Like, we did everything. We studied it for an hour and then we tried to perfect it.
It's like he hadn't even seen it.
It was one of the more classic moments
classic
that's ever happened.
Russ face
here.
Moment.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. So anyway, that would be great if he had all the talents of JT except he couldn't dance.
But he was also really... You know what? Let's drop the swag part, too. What okay. if he was just awkward as Russ is, but he's like a savant with
music
and stuff like that?
Yeah. It would be so great.
Oh, he's just like this great producer, but nobody wants to use him.
His stage show is like so electric and so awesome, and yet... He's just looking at the other dancers. Fumbles through all of it.
He's like looking at the other dancers the whole time.
All right.
Well. I was thinking, like, since you and since Doey Fatone and Lance Crass were there, what if JT was like, "It's time for the reunion you've all been waiting for."
Yes.
Bring them out, and everybody is losing their minds, and then all of a sudden it's you and Nick Adams and JC and Russ, and it's the Instinct reunion.
Oh my God! It'd be the biggest thing to, like, it'd be like putting the Beatles back together. It's almost that big.
Dead George Harrison and John Lennon.
Weekend at Bernie's, John Lennon and George Harrison.
I'm pretty sure there's nothing left of John Lennon at this point. George Harrison, maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit of hair.
Just a tiny bit of hair.
Some bones.
He looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, so. Why weren't you at the JT concert last night, JC Chavez?
Because if I was there, they would ask me to go on stage, and I don't want to upstage them again.
I was saying to Joey Fatone here that what if they had, if JT was on stage and he's like looking at everybody, he's like, it's time for the reunion we've all been waiting for.
Instinct.
And then all four of you guys came out.
You did notice. That's why we didn't have a Justin Timberlake in that group. Because he was going to come back to us eventually, I thought. No, he didn't.
It was all for naught.
Yeah.
What did any of that mean?
So now we have to bring in our own Justin Timberlake, so you're more than welcome to learn some dance moves.
Justin Timber fake.
Hey.
There it is.
Hey.
As long as you're a better dancer than Russ, we're good.
Now, we can only have one Russ in the crew. Russ still has to be in it, though.
Oh, yeah, he's in it.
Oh, he's got to be in it.
What was his name?
Russ Face Kirkpatrick.
Oh, yeah, he was the dorky one.
Mm-hmm. He was the one that can't dance.
Amazing. All right, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow, and hit us up on Twitter, too. At Greg and Greg Show.
Boo out.
Hey, Jose.
Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.